We're back on Community Connection, like that guy was telling you about just a few minutes ago. Bill Davis, your host. If you go to mybellinghamnow.com, we load up all of our segments here, all our audio segments, everything we do on the station. You can listen to it to your heart's content. No more, what do they call it, appointment listening anymore. As a matter of fact, I wonder, is anybody listening right now? Yeah, I think they are. This person is getting ready to laugh at me, I can tell. My old friend. You don't mind me calling you my old friend, do you?
Sure.
She's Stephanie Morrell. She is the general manager of the Bellingham Bells Wood Bat Ball Club. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. I'd like to go on the record that I'm not that old. You always call me old. I'm not that old.
By the way, when's the last time you and I saw each other?
It's been a while.
Right?
Yeah.
You've been working out. You're looking really good. You really are. You're looking good,
Thank you, my dear.
Getting
ready. You know, yeah. You never know where they're going to put me in on shortstop or something, right? So
right.
You got to be ready.
Yeah. Stephanie is known as a utility player sometimes for the Bellingham Bells. I wanted to get you in before the season started. First, to talk about what's been going on in the off season, and I want to talk about the big honor that's coming our way midway through the summer with the All-Star Game coming our way.
Yeah.
But, first of all, what's been going on in the off season? With the Bells.
Yeah, well, I can't believe it's already almost March.
I know.
Off season is almost turning into the actual season. But yeah, it's been a good off season. We hired a new head coach and actually almost an entire new coaching staff. So that took a lot of September and October. And we're really excited about who we have in place there. Coach Clem had decided to kind of, after many, many years, hang it up. And while we're very sad to see him go, I really like what we've put together on the coaching staff side. So we've been busy doing that.
Did Pete Carroll try to hit you for a job?
Yeah, no.
Did he come in and go,
no, I didn't hear.
I ain't doing anything right now. Can I come in?
I didn't hear from Pete. Okay. But yeah, we're really happy with how that turned out. Busy just with a lot of promotions, a lot of fun plans, obviously, the big announcement that we made this week about the All-Star Game and everything else. So we're very busy getting things in motion, but it's been a good offseason. It's been fun.
Well, let's talk about the All-Star Game. Before you and I went on the air here, when I read the press release, maybe I hadn't been paying attention that closely. I thought, you know, the All-Star Game was like every year, but you told me this is the first year it's coming back, what, like 5 years?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, in 2020, none of the West Coast League's teams played. And then in 2021, we played without the Canadian teams. So there was no All-Star Game in 2020 or 21. When we all came back in 22, we're all kind of still getting our feet underneath us. The Canadian teams were back. We had three new teams, and it just didn't seem like it made sense to layer in an All-Star Game. And then we took 2023 off. But there's now 16 teams, and the league saw an opportunity to really showcase the league. And so they kind of reimagined what the All-Star Game is. And then they're bringing it back this year in 2024. And we're really lucky we get to be the host of that. We're really excited.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You get the inaugural litmus test for the All-Star Game. It's going to be over 2 days. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a two-day event. And, you know, in the past, it actually went like alphabetically. So it was like Bellingham gets it, then Ben gets it. And but this year, they decided that, you know, they wanted to do an MLB TV broadcast, so it'll be a web stream, so their production crew will be coming in. They wanted to be bigger and better and really be a big event that showcases the league. So there was a bid process, and any teams that were interested in hosting put a bid and went through that process. And so we did that. We're really lucky that, you know, we came out on top and we get to be the first host. It's a two-day event on the 16th and the 17th of July. The All-Star Game itself will be on the 17th of July, but we've got all sorts of cool, fun things planned and a lot of community engagements, and I'm just really excited. I know Bellingham's going to show up and show out for this, and I just can't wait to show people, you know, about our town, about our fan base, and about the, you know, atmosphere and experience that we can provide at Joe Martin Field. So super excited about that.
Well, let's talk about host families. Are you guys getting started with that right now?
We are. Yeah, we are always looking for new host families. And again, this is a great time to kind of think about that. Most of our, you know, host family events happen in April and May, and that's, you know, when we start to make placements. So if folks are interested, you know, what's involved is, you know, kind of providing room and board, if you think of it, and really becoming a family and a support system. That's the most important part to these young athletes. And really, you know, really cool connections get formed as part of that. And I think most people find it a pretty enjoyable way to spend a summer. So we do have information on our website, bellinghambells.com, under the community tab. People can kind of check it out. We've got a list of kind of what's required, what the benefits are. And then, you know, if they're interested, there's an application and they can just fill that out online. full disclosure, not hiring for the mascot. And I've gotten a lot of emails lately about from people who want to be Dinger, but no Dinger search this year. But we already got one, but we are hiring for our game day staff, and we're doing a job fair on March 9th and 12th, I believe. All the information is under the job opening posts page on our website. But we're doing a job fair, two opportunities where people can fill the application out, bring it in, get an interview right on the spot, and for all game day roles. So tickets, concessions, promotions, all sorts of things. That is the only way that we hire game day staff, is by actually physically showing up at those job fairs.
Yep. If it's okay with you, I want to spend a couple of minutes. I want to talk about the elephant in the room. You just mentioned the mascot. For those that don't know, I don't engage with mascots at all. The evil and nefarious Dinger, who corrupts little children at the ballpark and tries to high five me, and I avert my eyes. I look down, and here's the thing: what you don't know about everybody's afraid of Biden. Everybody's afraid of Trump. No, you should be afraid of the mascot union that is trying to take over Western civilization as we know it. And I know Dinger plays a vital role in that.
Dinger's a team player. He's a wholesome hamster.
Wholesome hamster. I like that.
Hamsters are family oriented. You may not know this, but when the hamster was selected, it was, Dinger is a belling hamster, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they're also very family oriented.
They are?
So, yes.
Okay.
So, Dinger's a good guy. Give him a chance.
I've been pitching all kinds of promotional nights for you. I think we need to get the Whatcom Humane Society involved in a neuter Dinger night. What do you think?
It's better than your hard liquor and handguns idea that you had last time.
Hard liquor and a handgun. I can't believe I actually suggested that one. But it would teach little kitties all about, not filling the world with puppy dogs and kitty cats and hamsters and being overrun. You know, a neuter Dinger night. I think it's a winner. I really do.
I'm guessing it doesn't make the cut, but I appreciate
it. Can you just take it? Just take it to the committee. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Okay, so All-Star Game coming up around mid-July for 2 days. Host families can check everything out right now, or want to learn about jobs and things like that. All of the website. Yep, give me that again.
Yes, and specific to the All-Star Game and in general, just Bell's tickets, those will all be on sale April 1st. So if people are looking for tickets for the All-Star Game, those won't be on sale until April 1st, but that will all be at bellstickets.com at 10 a.m. on April 1st. You'll be able to get your tickets for the games during the season and then the All-Star Game itself.
Yeah. She is the general manager of Bellingham Bells, good friend of mine, Stephanie Worrell. Thank you so much for coming in and putting up with all of my silliness.
Thank you for having me.
It's always good seeing you, my dear.
Likewise.
We will continue with Community Connection just a moment on KGMI.